Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all, and welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. I am your host, Drea K. I have missed you all. It's been a couple of weeks since your girl has made an episode. So today we have a new episode. And today I just want to talk to you all about the fact that you are almost there. Where am I talking about? The promised land. Okay. You are almost there. Everything that God has promised you, everything that you are believing in God for, every prayer that you have been praying, you are almost there. You are almost to the finish line. And on today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about that. So if you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to this podcast. Go ahead and leave a review or a rating to let everyone know what is happening here on the Living in Pursuit podcast. What is thus saying the Lord? And also, if you haven't already, check out my new website, www.livinginpursuit.org, as well as follow me on my social media platforms, TikTok, it's The Drea K, as well as YouTube, my YouTube channel, Drea K TV. That's DreaKayTV. So quick update and quick reminder, for those of you who have been asking about the breakthrough challenge, the 21-day challenge, I'm still making some changes to that. I want to make this challenge as, I guess, comfortable as possible, but at the same time, I want you all to take this seriously. When we're talking about lust and perversion and deliverance and healing, that stuff literally takes your dedication, right? So I don't want to have to keep making changes in order for you all to feel, I guess, convicted enough, to just take this challenge and to really challenge yourself in this area. My challenges are basically ways and concepts and strategies for us to become more disciplined in a specific area. So if you were a part of the Discipline Bootcamp Challenge that happened in January of this year, then you already know these challenges literally takes maybe an hour or two out of your entire day. I'm literally just giving you information and giving you strategy, and all of my challenges are about mindset shifts, okay? So anything you want to accomplish, anything you want to do in your life, you have to change your mind first. Romans 12:2 literally says, "Do not conform to the ways of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." It's not in the Bible for no reason. When you change your mind, you change your life, right? So in these challenges, there are strategies, mindset shifts, things for you to follow along with, things that will really challenge you to pursue wholeness, to obtain and achieve your breakthrough. Like we talked about a couple of episodes ago, breakthrough is not when you get the thing. Breakthrough is not when you get the blessing. It's understanding why God blessed you with it. It's literally understanding of why this breakthrough was necessary. Understanding of how you've come to this point of breakthrough. So we talk about a lot of Bible scriptures. We pray every morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have a live session each week where I'm basically on a Zoom call and we're doing like a live session. We open up in prayer. We go over the information, the strategies and everything like that. And you have a weekly schedule of things that you do or things that you can do while you're fasting, while you're seeking God in this particular area. So I'm still making a few adjustments to it, the challenge itself. So just be on the lookout for that. If you haven't already signed up for my email list, just go to livinginpursuit.org or go to my social media platforms. I want to say it's in my YouTube descriptions on all of my videos. As well as my Instagram, I don't really be on Instagram a lot anymore, just because I feel like, I don't know, like I just feel like it's not the vibe anymore. I mean, I know some of you have been feeling that as well. So I've been taking my talents to TikTok. But if you happen to visit my Instagram page, it's TheDreaK. The link will be in my bio. It's also in my TikTok bio as well. You can sign up for my email list. So whenever those changes and adjustments have been made, I will send out a mass email and I'll probably do another podcast episode on that or just do some type of announcement on my social media platforms. Okay, so be on the lookout for that. Like I said, some of you were inquiring about that. So still making some adjustments for you guys. So anyways, let's go ahead and get into this episode. So let's take a deep breath together. Lately, I've been praying against my enemies, like their plots, their schemes, tactics against myself, my family, and my assignment. It's been a heightened sense of warfare for me lately. Trying to build these courses and implement multiple strategies the Lord has been giving me. So I've been having very demonic dreams and I've been feeling tons of fatigue and just a loss of energy. I've been literally warring and like fighting in the spirit so much that my body, like physically, I'm so tired. But I'm also noticing something. I have not fallen. I have not fainted during this season. I'm still standing. I'm still alive. I'm still seeking God. I'm still studying my word. I'm still believing him for miracles, signs, and wonders. I've literally been seeing God's hand of protection over my life. Like the weapons have been forming, but they ain't prospering. My God. And so I've just been like on this like series of revelation. Like God has been speaking to me in different ways, and it wasn't until today, this morning, that I was able to put together all of the pieces of what he was trying to show me. See, sometimes we get frustrated because God doesn't give us the answer right then and there, not realizing that God is patient. He is kind. He does not give us more than we can handle. He does not give us more than we can bear. If God gave us everything that we prayed for, everything that we wanted him to show us and tell us all in one setting, all in one season, or all in one moment, we wouldn't be able to handle it. We wouldn't have the capacity to understand the fullness of what God is trying to tell us, right? So I've just literally, throughout these last couple of weeks, I've been in this series of revelation. And so I've put the pieces together and I've literally allowed the Lord to just minister to me and speak to me in a very special way. So a couple of weeks ago, I have been hearing this song nonstop, and it's called "The Story I'll Tell" by Maverick City Music. Naomi Rain sings this song. She leads the song. And every morning, every time I wake up, even in the middle of the night, I'll wake up and this song would just be in my spirit and I'll just be singing it. It'll just be just nonstop in my head. I cannot get it out of my head, right? And so let me just read to you some of the lyrics of the song, some of the lyrics that have stuck out to me the most. It says, "The hour is dark and it's hard to see what you are doing here in the ruins and where this will lead. Oh, but I know that down through the years, I'll look on this moment and see your hand on it and know you were here. And I'll testify of the battles you've won, how you were my portion when there wasn't enough. and I'll testify of the seas that you've crossed, the waters you've parted, the ways that I've walked. Singing, my God did not fail. It's the story I'll tell. And y'all, that's my song. Like, I have been listening to that song nonstop. Anytime I'll start to get weary, anytime I'll start to get tired or frustrated, I'll literally just put that song on. And so I've been, you know, just listening to it for the past couple of weeks. Then I launched the Lust and Perversion webinar on April 23rd, 2022. Immediately after that webinar is when I started having those demonic dreams. One of the dreams was literally about a demon grabbing hold of me, and I started shouting, loose me, devil. And when it, when it let me go, I got up from the bed and ran towards the door, but I looked back and I saw the demon climb on top of my bed and lunge at me. It looked like a Dementor, like with ripped shorts. Like if y'all seen Harry Potter before, like it looked like a Dementor, right? But without like the cloak or the sheet or whatever around his head. So of course, me having this dream, it only confirmed that I was on the right track. Literally, God was speaking to me about, you know, this lust and perversion. And the reason why I did a webinar on that was because two weeks ago, God had gave me a message on lust and perversion. And if you want to see that, it's on my TikTok and my YouTube channel. It's called Lust and Perversion. And so I'm like, okay, God, bet. Not only is the devil mad at me for trying to do your will in this area, trying to teach people how to overcome lust and perversion, how to become more disciplined when it comes to lust and perversion, how to discipline your mind, how to change your mindset when it comes to lust and perversion. Because a lot of times the reason why we keep falling to the enemy's traps and the reason why we keep falling into temptation is because we aren't disciplined in this area. We literally allow our flesh to take over, and then we want to cry and come back to God and say, oh my God, Lord, please save me. Please save me from these thoughts. Please save me from these images. Not realizing that when we give in to temptation and we give in to the lust and perversion, and when we're tuning our ears into these songs and these lyrics and these movies and these YouTube channels and all of these people that are in the world literally talking about sex 24 hours of the day, we are opening up the door to Satan. Like, we're agreeing with Satan. We're making an agreement. Here, come into my heart. Here, come into my mind. Here, come into my eyes. Here, come into my my head, come into my heart, Satan. And then we want to call on the Lord, but it's because we're not disciplined in this area. So that's why I did the webinar. And so the devil has just been mad. Like he's been furious at the fact that some of you are literally wanting to be free in this area. Some of you are literally breaking down covenants and breaking generational curses and making the decision, hey, I want to get closer to God in all areas of my life. I don't want to just know how to read the Bible. I don't want to just know how to pray, but I really want to convert. I want to go from here to there. I want God to literally do a complete work in me. I want him to change my mind and renew my mind. I want to think differently. I want to be better. I don't want to have to keep giving into my flesh. And so these dreams literally signify the fact that a lot of you are going through this type of warfare. The devil, look, one thing about the devil, he's cool with you all or us like giving into temptation. Like, he's cool with filling our minds with these lustful images and perverted thoughts. He's cool with that. He's cool when we're in the act, right? He's cool when we're hitting up that dude. He's cool with that. But the moment we try to get free, the moment we make a decision and say no more, that's when the warfare comes at a heightened sense, right? And so I've just been, or God has been allowing me to see this thing clearly on the topic of lust and perversion, which is what the 21-day breakthrough challenge is all about. So And also what the devil is trying to do is he's trying to get you to go back to Egypt. He's trying to get you to go back to your greatest bondage. He's trying to get you to stay in a place where you cannot hear God. He's trying to get you to go back to your old lifestyle so that you don't inherit the promised land, so that you don't walk into your purpose, so that you don't walk into the place that God has for you. He's literally attempting you to go back and to reestablish a covenant that you made with him, with that you made with darkness. And he's basically been on your tail. He's been on your tail, and it's not strange that even after having these dreams that I've been having lately, like the past couple of days, I've just randomly been praying for my enemies. Like during my prayer and my worship time with God, I've literally been hearing, protect me from my enemies, anoint my head with oil, lead me beside still waters, raise up a standard against the enemy, set my foot upon a rock, and all of these things. And I'm like, man, these are scriptures. And I've talked about this before, when you allow the Holy Spirit to intercede on your behalf, when you're praying in the Spirit and when you're praying, you're literally allowing the Holy Spirit to give you the words to say. So the scriptures that were hidden in my heart are now coming out because the Holy Spirit is putting it on my mind, on my soul to pray for, right? So yesterday I was led to Psalms 23, and it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so then he led me to Psalms 91 again, y'all. Like, Psalms 91 has literally been in my spirit for the last couple of weeks. If you're not familiar with it, it says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High, or the secret place, depending on what version you're reading, will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone or a rock. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. So then, also yesterday, he led me to Psalms 27 and 2. It says, when the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. And then this morning, he led me to Isaiah 59:19. This is the King James Version. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Oh, my God. Like, the enemy, the devil, your your enemies, whether they are, you know, just people trying to get you to go back to your old ways, people that don't know the new you, people that are talking about you, people that are persecuting you in such a way. Not only is God revealing to you that this is happening and this is going on, but he's protecting you. These scriptures literally, it gave me so much peace because, like, I'm a strong person, let's say that. But when it comes to, like, demonic dreams and such like that, like, I just be like, Lord, why? Why me? Why did you choose me for such a time as this? Like, I'm dreaming about demons. Like, what happened to the bunnies? What happened to, you know, the good dreams? What happened to, you know, the good stuff, right? And so the fact that I've been having these dreams, these scriptures just comfort me to let me know that although these weapons are trying to form, they're not prospering. Although these attempts from the devil to get me to go back to my old ways or to get me to just be discouraged, they're not working because the Lord is fighting for me. He's literally protecting us, right? And so there's another song that was on my heart before the story I'll tell. And this was during the time I was going through that rough patch after the funerals and such last month. I think it was like around February. And the song, another Maverick City song, or I think it's just Naomi Rain. It's called Make Us One. And the lyrics are, with the fire that unites us, with the fire that ignites us, by your spirit come and make us one. We are filled with expectations for a holy revelation. We are praying, Father, make us one. We are awakening to truth, to the things we never knew. Oh, help us love like you. Come and fill our hearts, wash and cleanse us with your blood, so we see through the eyes of love. Revive us, revive us, revive us, wash and cleanse us with your blood. And so those two songs, The Story I'll Tell and Make Us One, have been just like interchanging depending on, you know, what the Holy Spirit was placing on my heart to listen to. So they've been kind of like interchanging and, you know, going back and forth with each other. But God has not only been showing me that he's protecting me from my enemies, but he's showing me how to love my enemies, right? A few weeks ago, I was having a heated conversation with somebody and they were just persecuting me and like telling me all of these lies and like all of these horrible things to my face. And I'm like, it's a demon. Okay, this ain't even a person that's doing this. Like, it's a demon. It's somebody. It's something in that. It's something in that person. It's something behind the flesh. It's something in that person's spirit. Okay, because I was literally being accused. Like, the devil is an accuser, right? And so I was being persecuted for no reason. And so after that conversation, the next day, like literally the next morning, God led me to Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 through 44. And it says, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, this is Jesus talking, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun, S-U-N, to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Oh my God. So not only is the strategy to pray for your enemies, but he's teaching us how to protect ourselves, how to love even when we don't want to, even when we're offended, even when we feel like people are coming against us, whether it's physical or verbal. Pray and love, pray and love. It's so funny. Lately on TikTok, I've been introduced to like different people and I've been following them. And it's this one girl, I forgot her name, but she has been like on a rebuke rampage. And I have just been in these comments, loving everything that she's saying. Like, everything that she has been saying has been confirming what the Lord is literally saying right now. Just charging people and challenging people to repent and come out of darkness and come out of sin. And so the videos that she has been making has been in alignment, right? And so I've been under the comments, and there has been people in there talking about, amen, oh my God, God is confirming the same thing. God is telling me that I need to repent, this and this and that. But then there are some people under there that are offended, talking about, God wouldn't say it like that. Like, you need to change your tone. You need to say it a little nicer. You need to be a little soft when you're rebuking. And I'm sitting up here like, all throughout the Bible, whenever the prophets had rebuked the people of Israel, they were not nice about it. Paul, every time he rebuked the people in the churches, he was not nice about it. Every time Jesus rebuked anybody, when he rebuked Peter, get behind thee, Satan, he called the man Satan. That was not soft. That was not nice. But you felt his presence and you felt his seriousness. You felt the boldness. You felt the conviction when he rebuked you. All throughout the Bible, you see prophets and apostles literally rebuking people. And it's not always going to be nice. It's not going to always be contrary to how you want to be talked to. And what it told me was a lot of people are being offended by what thus said the Lord because they're comfortable in their sin. They want you to give them a soft reply so that you don't feel as convicted, so that you don't feel as bad for the sin that you refuse to let go of. And I'm literally under the comments, like replying to some of those people. I'm replying in scripture. I'm replying with scripture in love. Like, that's the reply that the Lord has been placing on my heart to do. Reply in love, but give them the facts. Give them the word. It's so funny how people are just so comfortable in their sin. They're comfortable being lukewarm. But when somebody comes along and says what thus said the Lord, they want to get mad at the person for saying truth, for saying facts. And so, not only is God teaching us how to defend ourselves and protect ourselves from, you know, persecution and, you know, comments and stuff like that, but there are some battles that have been bigger than us. Some things we can't do, right? Like, there are some enemies we don't know about. The devil is our enemy, and we can't fight him the way God can. So not only is he teaching us how to protect ourselves from word curses and persecution, but the Lord is showing us that he's fighting for us. He's leading me to scriptures that encourage me and teach me to know that he's my defender. There's some things you have to let God do. I'm reminded of the message that I gave, I think it was in February, and it was called Let the Master Work. It's on my YouTube, it's on my TikTok, and it's on the podcast a couple of episodes ago. So if you haven't listened to it or watched the video, go do so. And that message literally talks about God protecting us from our enemies and fighting for us on our behalf. Exodus 14:14, the Lord is fighting for you. You need only to stand still. And it's so funny because it's so much to talk about, but lately I've seen God's word come to pass. When he told us to stand back and let him work, I've been at peace knowing that I'm being protected and he's also giving me strategy to protect myself in some areas. My journey is protected. My promise is protected. My future is secured, right? And when I think about everything that's been happening between the dreams and, you know, the persecution and just all of this warfare, I'm thinking back on Exodus 14, when Moses was literally leading the Israelites out of Egypt. And then Pharaoh had this bright idea after he let them go, after he suffered the plagues, after he had made the decision to let them go, he changed his mind. And he said, you know what? I'm going to go after them with everything that I have. And so while Moses was leading the people out of Egypt towards the promised land, here comes Pharaoh and his chariots. Here comes Pharaoh pursuing the Israelites. And all of a sudden, I'm going to actually go to chapter 14, Exodus chapter 14. Let's start at verse 10. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. All of this warfare that I'm experiencing, it would have been better if I was just back in the world. It would have been better if I just didn't make the decision to become better. It would have been better if I just stayed in my comfort zone. It would have been better if I just stayed in my brokenness. That way I wouldn't have to fight so hard. That way the devil wouldn't be on my coattails as much. That way I wouldn't be having all of these dreams. That way I wouldn't be closer to the things that God has for me. Like, it would have been better if I just stayed where I was instead of experiencing all of this stuff, right? So Moses said, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And I will gain glory through Pharaoh, through your persecution, through your enemy and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen." Verse 19, "Then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud almost moved from in front and stood. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side. So neither went near the other all night long." Verse 21, "Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left." Verse 23, "The Egyptians pursued them." Like, this is like a chase. I just want y'all to understand. Like, this is like a literal chase, okay? So it says, "The Egyptians pursued them, and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. During the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw it into confusion. He jammed the wheels of their chariots so that they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, 'Let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt.'" Whoo, my God. Y'all got to read the rest of chapter 14. Like, y'all literally have to read the rest of chapter 14, because, look, it's a lot. And so, you making this decision to become better, you making this decision to become more disciplined, is literally getting you closer and closer to God, and it's getting you closer and closer to your promise, the promised land, right? You making conscious decisions to discipline yourself in multiple areas each and every day is getting you closer to your promised land. And this is confirmation that the warfare and the enemy strategies against you, it has been heavy, But God is fighting for you. He's protecting you. Just like he did the Israelites, he is doing the same for you. You're on this journey and this path of righteousness. You've made the decision to go back to God, to come back home, to get back on a good and righteous path with God. You're allowing him to lead you. You're allowing him to take you out of Egypt into the promised land. You're allowing him to make you bold. You're allowing him to do a new thing in you. And so all of this persecution and all of this warfare is just confirmation that you're almost there. That's why the Lord has been encouraging you. That's why he's been leading you to scriptures. That's why he's been leading you to songs. The story I'll tell literally explains the story that you will, like the testimony that you will tell once you've gotten over, like once you've crossed over the sea, once the Lord has literally fought for you, once he has defeated the enemy, once he has made a way for you in the wilderness. Like the story that you'll tell will literally be how God protected you, how he led you, how he provided for you when you didn't have anything, when you didn't even know where your next paycheck was coming from, when you didn't even know if this course would sell, if you didn't know where your next source of income was going to come. Like when the Lord is done fighting this battle, when the Lord is done fighting on your behalf, fighting for you in this season, fighting for you until you reach the promised land, this is the story that you will tell. My God, that is so like, ooh, like I'm literally like, look, God is so good. I can't even, he put that song in my spirit before the warfare. He prepared me for that. Like, oh my God. So the other night, I think it was April 25th or the 26th. I think this was after I had one of those demonic dreams. The next day after I had that dream about the demon, I was up at 3 o'clock. And if y'all don't know, the hours of 3 a.m. and I think 6 a.m., I think that's the time where warfare, spiritual warfare, is at its highest. I do believe that that's the time of the most demonic activity while we are sleeping, while we are our most vulnerable, while we are, I guess, unguarded in a sense, while we are dreaming, while most of us are probably sleeping, not even worrying about the tactics and the strategies of the enemy. But that's during that time, those are specific and strategic warfare hours for the enemy and darkness. And so I was up at 3:15, like I had my little light on and I turned my light on and I had my television playing on YouTube, just like prophetic instrumentals and worship music and just little songs and stuff like that. And I just had it playing in my room and I started speaking in tongues and I started, you know, calling heaven down and I just started praying. And all of a sudden I heard the word Gilgal and I'm like, Lord, what the heck? And so when I heard that, I went to Joshua 4. Well, God led me to Joshua 4 and the 19th verse, it literally says, on the 10th day of the first month, the people went up from the Jordan and camped at Gilgal on the eastern border of Jericho. And Joshua set up at Gilgal the 12 stones they had taken out of the Jordan. He said to the Israelites, in the future, when your descendants ask their parents, what do these stones mean? Tell them, Israel crossed the Jordan on dry ground. My God, for the Lord your God dried up the Jordan before you until you had crossed over. The Lord your God did to the Jordan what he had done to the Red Sea, talking about the Israelites in Egypt in Exodus 14. When he dried it up before us until we had crossed over, he did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that you might always fear the Lord your God. Chapter 5, verse 5. Now, when all the Amorite kings west of the Jordan and all the Canaanite kings along the coast heard how the Lord had dried up the Jordan before the Israelites until they had crossed over, their hearts melted in fear and they no longer had the courage to fight the Israelites. My God. Like, ugh. So not only is God defending us, not only is he protecting us, but the story that you'll tell is the story of how God saved you from the hand of the enemy, how he dealt with your enemies in such a way that now they're scared to put they mouth on you. They're scared to even come your way. They're scared to finish the plot that they tried to start. Like they can't even finish what they tried to start. My God. And all of these things that you've been going through is literally confirmation that if you wait on the Lord, he will renew your strength. I've also been hearing that song in my spirit lately as well. Wait on the Lord, Maverick City Music. And when you wait on him and you wait until the perfect time, when you wait until he's finished doing his job, doing his work, then you will testify. Then you would cross over. Then it will be time. It will be God's perfect timing in your life. A lot of us get so frustrated about the journey and the process. How long is this going to take? Are we there yet? God, can you just like hurry up and do what you need to do? Because I'm over here getting devoured by my enemies. I'm over here losing sleep. I'm over here losing patience. I'm losing confidence. I'm losing faith in the very thing that I'm praying about. And so this episode is to literally give you all encouragement that you are almost there. You are almost to your promised land. You are almost to where God has predetermined for you. The predetermined destiny, the predetermined promise, the predetermined plan, everything that he already said would come to pass is now coming to pass. Don't let what you see in the natural keep you from understanding this process of what he's doing behind the scenes. Just because you do not see him working doesn't mean that he's not. He literally warned us and told us in February to stand back and let him work. Let him do his masterpiece. Let him be our defender. Let him do what we can't do in our own strength. And so you're almost there. Keep fighting. Keep warring. Keep doing what you can do. Keep doing what the Lord is allowing you to do in this season. I know it's getting frustrating. I know you're losing faith. You're losing sleep. I know things aren't going the way that you planned. But God is literally protecting us from ourselves. Like, a lot of things that God has been showing me has been pertaining to the promise. But he's also been allowing me to have patience. He doesn't want me rushing before it's time. He doesn't want me going ahead of him. Literally in Exodus 14, the angel that was sent from God were in front of the Israelites. But after the enemies had pursued them and were on their coattails, the Lord had told the angel to go behind them. So not only was God leading them to the promised land, but he had they front and they back, you know. So he's doing the same for you. Please do not get discouraged in this hour. Continue to have faith and be encouraged in this season. Continue to do the things that he's calling you to do. And just have faith. Have faith in this season. Have full confidence and full trust in the Lord, because he is fighting for you. Everything that you've been praying for is on the way. Trust me. We see it daily. We feel the Lord's presence. We feel that he's doing something special in our lives. And although we not understanding what it is, just know that he's doing it. Okay. So I love you all. That's all I got for y'all. I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast episode. Like I said earlier, be on the lookout for the 21 day challenge. I'm still making some adjustments to it, but just be on the lookout. Again, if you haven't already signed up, sign up for my email list and you will be notified when I do put it back out. And yeah, I love you all, and I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye.